This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Till now, you could find gyms with the David Barton name in several major cities in the U.S., Miami, New York, Honolulu. Then, suddenly, you couldn't. They disappeared. Parent company Club Ventures filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy. This is a teachable moment about bankruptcy. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
So I used to go to this kind of funky gym in New York City. There were walls of candles, jars of dried squids, a DJ booth.
There was a giant disco ball. There were all these, like, flashy paintings. A lot of people said it looked like a club.
This is David Ree, who also used to go there. One day, out of the blue, just before last Christmas,
I found an email saying David Barton Gym would be closed down indefinitely.
People who showed up to work or to work out found chains on the doors, their stuff still in their lockers.
And I was like, how is that possible?
This was not a minor inconvenience for Ree.
Because I had paid 2 years up front, over $2,000.
What the gym did, as far as its customers, creditors, and employees were concerned, was say, see you in hell, losers. Legally, though, there's actually a word for this. It's called declaring Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
This is where companies go to die. The company disappears.
Avraham Ravid is professor of finance at Yeshiva University. Now, this Chapter 7 is different from the bankruptcy that everyone has heard of, Chapter 11.
And Chapter 11, everybody gets together, the shareholders, the management, creditors, and then they decide what to do in order to restructure the company and try to get out of bankruptcy.
You don't emerge from Chapter 7. In Chapter 7, you're done.
The company is worth more dead than alive. There's no point in keeping a company going when it just racks up losses.
Now, when you go under like this, everyone you double-crossed comes a-knockin'. And in this case of David Barton Gym, they came a-knockin' on Jan Giron's door.
I was getting frantic calls, actually, from around the various gyms, our members trying to get into their lockers, and they were locked out.
Giron is an attorney in New York, and he's a bankruptcy trustee. That means he was appointed by the Justice Department to prevent a free-for-all when a company declares Chapter 7. He got the David Barton case.
Lenders were owed many, many millions of dollars.
Under Chapter 7, all collections lawsuits are stopped. The company's assets are sold for scraps, and the money is used to pay people back according to a priority list established by law.
Secured creditors get first dibs.
A few rungs down are employees, and then gym members who prepaid their memberships?
They're probably going to be a last.
Luckily for David Ree, his credit card company refunded his membership fees, and the Attorney General of New York is suing Club Ventures. Chapter 7 may get you out of business, but it won't keep you out of court. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.